Many large employers use employment tests as part of the process of hiring new workers. While that might not seem at all controversial, there's some evidence that these tests can make it harder for applicants who are women or are from racial and ethnic minorities to get hired.
Will Evans is a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, focusing on government oversight. He recently wrote a piece focusing on the use of these employment tests in several states, including Wisconsin. Will, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, your investigation focuses mostly on a kind of test called work keys. Can you tell us about those tests?
Yeah, it's a popular kind of job test where employers will use it to screen job applicants. So you take a test and, you know, you have to pass at a certain level to get the job. Or it can be used as part of the what's called the National Career Readiness Certificate, which is popular in Wisconsin. And it's basically a set of three work keys tests. This is like reading and math and other cognitive skills that it's testing. And then employers can use that as a way of filtering job applicants by saying, you know, we require you to have a career readiness certificate at a certain level.
Can you tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind the tests?
Yeah, the idea is that a lot of jobs involve, you know, cognitive skills, and so you can sort of make your hiring process easier by screening out people who might not have the skills to do the job. And so they're trying, you know, a lot of this whole industry is trying to figure out tests that can predict job performance. You know, to try to come up with a gateway that's appropriate for the job that can separate the people who have the skills from the people who don't. The problem is that these tests can also discriminate against women and minorities, and so it's important that they're actually job related, that they're closely tied to the job.
And that seems to be the crux of it. Do these tests actually test for the job at hand, the job that someone might be applying for? How do those things tend to align or not align?
Yeah, that's the crux of it. If you use a test or any kind of hiring practice that ends up screening out more women than men or more minorities than white people, that if that test isn't closely connected to the job, then that's that could be illegal. It's discriminatory, and so you have to make sure that the test is something that, you know, you're not testing for math skills for a job that doesn't involve any math, for example, because then you're not even getting the right people. Potentially, you're screening out people for no legitimate reason.
And you profiled and interviewed several people who had taken some of these tests who felt that they were unfairly screened out. Can you tell us about some of their experiences taking these types of tests?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's one of those things that's really hard for the individual job seeker to know about. You know, you fail a test, you don't get the job, and you're not going to think initially, you know, this is illegal discrimination. A lot of people only find out when they're contacted later by the federal government because there's some investigation into it. That was the case of one of the people I talked to. She took a test that was for a cheese plant, and it was a laborer job. And she was sitting there taking this test and looking at these questions and thinking, what does this have to do with the job that I want? And she failed. And she didn't think much more of it, but then later got one of these letters saying, look, you know, you're one of hundreds of people who were discriminated against. In another case, I talked to a woman who actually was kind of a special case. She failed a test, didn't get a job, but she knew a lot more than your average job seeker because she used to be a investigator for a civil rights agency and knew the law. And so she filed a lawsuit, and they just won over $1 million.
So you just mentioned a couple of lawsuits that seem to side with the plaintiffs who were saying they've been discriminated against. So what has that done to the sort of testing in that industry?
Well, it's interesting because when this happens, when an employer gets in trouble, you know, and I've found cases around the country where employers were found to have used this particular test, work keys, in a way that was illegal and discriminatory. When they get in trouble, they often end up paying settlements that can run hundreds of thousands of dollars. They end up having to scrap the test, hire back some of the rejected applicants. But the test maker, which is in this case ACT, they aren't affected. They're not liable for this. So it's sort of it was initially hard for me to connect the dots. What are all the cases that are connected to this one test? There's actually a bunch around the country. And those employers get in trouble, but the test maker just goes on and keeps marketing the test as a great test for everybody.
We're talking to Will Evans right now, a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, focusing on government oversight. And his article about how employment tests can lead to discrimination is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. And Will, ACT, as you said, makes these work keys tests that we've been discussing, and they say the problem isn't really with the test. The problem is how the employer might utilize that test. And they're saying, no, you know, this is not a problem with the test. What has that led to so far?
Yeah, that's the argument, is that, and it's true that the test itself isn't illegal. It's how it's used. But these tests are being marketed by the company and also by state officials, including in Wisconsin, as a great test for all kinds of employers to use. And they're saying that employers should be fine if they get this report by an ACT-trained consultant that says which tests you should use for which jobs. But the problem with that is that these cases of discrimination that I found, where companies actually paid big settlements, those companies also got those reports. The government has said over and over again that these ACT reports are don't hold up. You know, they're not evidence that the test is actually legal. So that's the problem with sort of putting it out there as a great test for all kinds of employers in the state.
And you mentioned in your report that these tests are pretty popular with state governments, for instance, Wisconsin being one. And going back to Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, they had for a while promoted work keys as an employment test and said on the website that it was EEOC compliant. Is that likely to hold up? I mean, legally or in other ways?
Yeah, so that means compliant with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is a big civil rights agency that investigates job discrimination complaints. And that would lead me to think that that using this test in your hiring process is going to be fine with the EEOC. But, you know, I actually ran that by the top testing expert at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He laughed at the term. He said, you know, not bloody likely, because, you know, it depends on how the test is used. There's not going to be a test that's just going to be fine for any employer to use. You have to be careful because these tests can often lead to different outcomes by race and gender. And so I brought that to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, and they changed the language, but they said that they weren't concerned that there was, they termed it a handful of cases outside of Wisconsin. They said there were no complaints in the state.
Are we seeing any signs that the way these tests are used or how widespread their use is could be shifting, could be changing?
These are popular tests, and I think, you know, there's more and more tests that come out. There's different kinds of tests, personality tests. This is a burgeoning industry. A lot of employers like using tests because they're cheap and easy. They're straightforward. They feel objective. And they're being told, you know, by state officials, including in Wisconsin, that this will improve your bottom line. It'll save you costs in the hiring process. It'll help you, you know, it's a proven way to find the right people. So that's hard to argue with if you're an employer trying to figure out who to hire.
Will, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Will Evans is a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, focusing on government oversight. His article about how employment tests can lead to discrimination is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.